This morning I'd ask you to take your copy of the Word of God and turn with us to the book of 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 17. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. And notice with us here what the Word of God says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17. The Word of God says, pray without ceasing. I was having lunch the other day with a pastor in which I had been in several meetings with, and we were talking about a wide variety of subjects. And out of the blue, he just asked me the question, what is prayer walking? He told me that he had heard about it, that he had had many people mention it to him, that he had seen some material about it, he had heard about it, but he simply did not know what it was. And he also confessed to me some skepticism. He said, just what exactly is this, and why should we do this? What's so important about prayer walking? Well, prayer walking is a new and concept. It's been something that God has been doing in the last couple of years, and it's beginning to really have an impact in Christian circles. And our purpose this morning is to look at the subject of prayer walking. We want today to look and see just what exactly prayer walking is. For some of you, you've already heard of this, and maybe you've already practiced it. Some of you are already out on the streets praying. For others of you, you may just have heard of it. Maybe you're here today because you've heard about it, that you have been told about it, but you really don't know much about it. And perhaps you're here today because you're skeptical. You just don't really know. And you're not really sure if this is something that is biblical or something that Christians should be practicing. Well, now I want to take you into the Word of God and show you what prayer walking is, and to show you its biblical basis, and then close out with hopefully some practical suggestions that will enable you to practice prayer walking in your personal life, but also in your church. So the question at the moment is this: what is prayer walking? Prayer walking is basically defined as praying on sight with insight. Now, our definition of prayer walking, praying on sight with insight, has three basic components. And the first component is that of prayer. Prayer walking is prayer. Namely, it is intercessory prayer. It is praying for other people. It is praying for the needs and the burdens of others. God has given us a tremendous privilege in that we have the right, the responsibility, and the opportunity to go into His presence and to talk to Him about the needs and the burdens and the concerns of others. It is that great and momentous responsibility to go before the God of heaven and earth and to bring the hurts, the sins, the needs, the concerns of others to our God so that He might intervene, so that He might respond in mighty power, so that He might respond in love. Prayer walking is about intercessory prayer. It is about praying for others, seeing the needs, seeing the burdens, seeing the concerns, and lifting them up to our Heavenly Father. So the first component of our definition is that of praying. It's intercessory prayer. But the second component of our definition is this. It is praying on sight. Now here's what makes prayer walking unique, is that you actually go to the places where you want to see God work. You actually go to the places where you want to see God move. It is getting out and praying in the places where you desire to see God release His power and change lives. That is the uniqueness of prayer walking, and that is the strength of prayer walking, is that you leave outside of the four walls of the church. You get outside of the four walls of the prayer meeting. You get outside of the walls of your prayer room, and you get out there where the people are. You get out on the streets, on the roads, you walk around the schools, the hospitals, the businesses of your area, and you intercede. You pray for the people there. You pray for the needs that are there. You pray about the burdens that are there, the concerns that are there. Your own location, interceding before God. You go to the very places where you want to see God pour out His abundant grace, and there you intercede. There you become a channel of the grace and the power of God through intercessory prayer. So prayer walking, as we've already defined it, is praying on sight. It is going to the very places where you want to see God move and interceding there, praying there. And our final component is with insight. We go and we pray in the places we want to see God move, and there we receive the insight that we need to pray. Somebody once asked me the question. They said, well, can't we do that in church? I mean, can't we, in our prayer meetings or in our personal prayer times, can't we pray about these different places and the different needs? And I said, well, yes, of course we can. And we need to do that. But you see, when you go out, when you get out on the street, and when you get face to face with people and places, sights and sounds, you will receive insight like you've never had it before. Insight that you cannot receive sitting in a prayer meeting or sitting in a prayer room or having your quiet time. The insights that we receive while we're prayer walking are one of three ways. One way is what I called responsive insight. Now, responsive insight is you simply praying according to what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you smell. It is praying according to your senses. And here's the great power and the uniqueness of prayer walking is that as you're out there, you're going to see things and hear things and smell things and feel things that will give you insight to pray and to pray with power. I was out prayer walking in a community, and as I walked throughout that community, everywhere I turned, there was a stop sign. And so as I began to walk through that community, watching those stop signs, looking at those stop signs, I began to pray, Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that the people in this area would stop sinning, that they would repent of their sin, and that they would trust in Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Another place I was prayer walking, I noticed all kinds of power lines, and there was a power station, and I began to pray, Heavenly Father, turn loose your power in this community. I pray that you would flood this community with your power, and that you would touch and transform the lives of people. And let your churches be the power stations where the power flows through, where the power goes out to touch and change lives. I was walking in an inner city community, area one time, and it was a drug infested, gang infested area. And you could smell death. And as I prayer walked in that area, that inner city area, I felt the darkness come over me. It was palpable. It was intense. And in that moment, I had a sense of what it was like to live in that area. And I began to pray that God would break the spirit of death that was on that area. And that God would break that darkness and shine the light of His gospel into the midst of it, that people might know life and life more abundantly. So you see, you get insight from what you see and what you hear and what you smell and what you feel. That's the power of prayer walking. is that it fuels and empowers your praying because you get insight that you can't get any other way. Another way we get insight in prayer walking is what I call revealed insight. And what I mean by this is that the Holy Spirit will guide you in your praying. And really all the insight that you have when you prayer walk is Spirit guided. But what I mean under this particular heading is that the Spirit of God will lead you to Scripture. When you prayer walk, you need to have a Bible or at least a small Bible, a New Testament. And you need to be praying through that. And as you pray through that, He will help you. He will give you insight. He may give you insight to pray for a particular situation. As you see someone, as you see a place, as you see a business, as you see a school, the Spirit of God may reveal something to you to pray. And again, prayer walking, it's all about putting yourself in a position where you can receive the insight. Now, yes, you can receive insight in prayer meeting, and you can receive insight in your prayer room, and you can receive insight in your prayer time. But let me tell you this. When you go out and prayer walk, you're putting yourself in a position to receive insight like in no other time. Because you see, when you're out there in the street, on the road, the Spirit of God moves in a powerful way. You're more receptive because you're seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling. And a final way we receive insight is what I call researched. We research an area. We go in and we try to find out everything we can about an area so that we might gain insight how to pray for that area, how to call upon God for that area. There's numerous ways that you can do this. You need to study, if you're going to prayer walk a city, you need to study the history of the city and the culture of the city and the religion of the city. And as you do that, the Holy Spirit of God can give you insight. So what is prayer walking? It is praying on sight with insight. It is getting out in the highways and the byways of life and interceding for people and their needs. The next thing we need to look at tonight is not only the definition of prayer walking, but the reasons for prayer walking. You remember I was talking a moment ago about the conversation that I had with the pastor, and he was expressing to me his concern because he said to me, he said, is prayer walking biblical? He said, where do you find prayer walking in the Bible? And I said to him, well, my dear brother, you're not going to find the word prayer walking in the Word of God. And nor are you going to find a command. You're not going to find in the Scripture where it says, thou shalt prayer walk, or thy church shall prayer walk its neighborhood. I mean, you're not going to find a direct command from the Word of God to do this. But you see, there's other things. There's like the Trinity. The word Trinity is not found in Scripture, but the truth of the Trinity is. The biblical foundation is there, and it's the same with prayer walking. You see, the word prayer walking is not found. The command to do this is not found in Scripture. But prayer walking is built upon the foundation of numerous bedrock biblical truths. Prayer walking is the result of numerous biblical truths. And I want to share those with you today. The first biblical truth is that it enables a believer to fulfill 1 Thessalonians 5:17. The Word of God again says there, pray without ceasing. Now, Paul tells us that we're to pray without ceasing. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean we're to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our knees praying to God? Well, obviously not, because we couldn't do anything else. We couldn't accomplish anything else. So what Paul is speaking of here is that of maintaining a spirit of prayer. What Paul is speaking of in this text of Scripture is to have an ongoing conversation with God. Talking with God everywhere you go. Talking with God throughout your day. Maintaining that conversation with Him in all the places you go. About all the people you encounter. Speaking with Him and listening to Him. Well, guess what? That's prayer walking. Prayer walking is praying on sight with insight. And the Bible tells us to pray without ceasing. We're to have an ongoing conversation with God. You cannot fulfill 1 Thessalonians 5:17 apart from prayer walking. You can't be obedient to this truth of Scripture without prayer walking. And it doesn't matter not if it's an organized prayer walk or just your personal day life. God wants you to have an ongoing conversation with Him everywhere you go about all the things you hear, you see, you feel, you smell. And the only way you can do this is to prayer walk. God wants us to talk to Him about all the things we encounter, the places we go. And it doesn't matter today if it's just our individual lives or if it's an organized effort, but God wants us to talk to Him about what we see, smell, hear, feel. And the only way that you can be obedient to this particular truth of Scripture is to prayer walk. A second biblical reason for prayer walking is because it creates compassion in believers. Look at what it says in Matthew 9, verse 36. Matthew chapter 9, verse 36. The ninth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew, and be looking in verse 36. Notice what the Word of God says here. But when He saw the multitudes, He was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep having no shepherd. Great text of Scripture, which it tells us that Jesus had compassion for the multitudes. That Jesus had compassion for them because they were like sheep having no shepherd. They were hurting, they were diseased, they were lost, they were wounded. All kinds of problems, all kinds of needs. And Jesus had compassion for them. But I want you to notice this. When did Jesus have compassion for them? When did Jesus feel this great compassion for the need? Listen to what the Word of God says. But when He saw the multitudes. Do you hear that? When He saw the multitudes. The Bible says this. He was moved with compassion for them. When Jesus saw them, when He was face to face with their need, He had great compassion for them. Why should we prayer walk? Because prayer walking brings us face to face with the needs of people. Prayer walking brings us right up close to the burdens and the needs that people have, and it creates compassion in us. You see, when we stay within the confines of the four walls of the church, when we stay in our nice little comfort zones and go to our nice little churches, and all we see are our sweet, wonderful Christian friends, it's easy to lose your burden. It's easy to lose your compassion. But you see, when you get out in prayer walk, when you get out on these streets and on these roads, and when you go up and down these streets, and when you're out praying and walking, all of a sudden you're brought face to face with real need, with real burdens, with real concerns. And you can't stay the same. Because when you see the need, you're burdened about it. And it leads you to pray with great fervency. What's the great need of the church today? We need a burden for people in need. For the lost, the dying, the hurting, the sick, that are out here in the communities and the cities that we're in. And the best way to create and to maintain that burden is to be out prayer walking, out seeing the need face to face with the hurting and the suffering of people. Another biblical reason for prayer walking is because it enables believers to pray together in agreement. Look at what it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. The Word of God says this, Matthew 18, verse 19. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now, praying in agreement means that believers pray together in agreement concerning something that they want to see God do. Praying in agreement, you don't really have to be together. I mean, I've prayed in agreement with people across the world. We weren't in the same room together. We weren't even in the same prayer meeting together. But in our personal times of prayer, we pray together in agreement. But what I want you to understand today is that prayer walking enables believers to pray in agreement with greater fervency and power because they're there together and they're seeing the need. Because when you're out prayer walking with a partner or partners, all of a sudden all of you see the need, all of you feel the need, and you're praying in agreement. And when you pray in agreement, God moves in a mighty way because listen to the promise of Jesus. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. And when you're out there asking in agreement for God to save people, for God to bless people, for God to transform, for God to heal, for God to intervene, God will do. God will move. Prayer walking helps believers pray together in agreement and see mighty things happen. It enables us to have a greater sense of praying together with greater fervency, and we'll see God move in unique and powerful ways. Another reason, another biblical reason for prayer walking is found in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. This is a familiar verse of Scripture, but the biblical principle is very clear. Matthew 7, verse 7. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Now what the Word of God is saying, and what Jesus is teaching there, is that the people of God are to make requests of God. And when we make requests of God, we're to be as specific as possible. And that's the reason that prayer walking is so powerful, is because it enables, it helps believers to pray specifically. Because you see, when you're out prayer walking, when you're out in that street or going down that road or in that area, that hospital or that school, and you're praying, you're seeing particular needs. You're seeing real people. And you can pray with greater, in a greater way specifically. Now, the best way to kill prayer is to pray generalities. Generalized praying is dead, dull praying. Now, I realize today that we can pray generally, and if we have faith and trust God, God hears that and He honors that. But when we pray in generalities, how many times are we really sincere? You know, when we say, Lord, bless our community, well, what does that mean? And are you really sincere about it? Wouldn't it be better, instead of just saying, Lord, bless our community, to be out prayer walking and saying, Lord, bless Jim. He needs to be saved. Lord, bless Laura. She needs to be healed. Lord, you see that house there? It's a cracked house. And I just ask in the name of Jesus that you would break up that drug ring that's there, that you'd minister to those that are coming to get drugs, that you'd convict them and deliver them, and that you'd bring to justice those who are involved. Jesus wants us to pray specifically. He wants us to ask, seek, knock, come boldly with specific request. Prayer walking can help you do that. Another biblical reason for prayer walking is because it is crucial in reaching your community for Jesus Christ. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. Look at what it says there. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. We have this great commission. We have this command from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And notice what He says here in our text of Scripture. Matthew chapter 28, verses 19 and 20. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us our marching orders, and He tells us to go into all the world and to tell others about Jesus, win them to Jesus Christ, baptize them, and disciple them. Now, how is that going to happen? It's only going to happen as we go and pray. Because you see, before we go and preach, we have to go and pray. Before we go and minister, we have to go and pray. Before we go and baptize, we've got to go and pray. Before we disciple, we've got to go and pray. You see, prayer has to precede any advance of the gospel. Whether it be on the foreign mission field, or whether it be in Mississippi, or whether it be wherever you are, there has to be prayer. There is no way that any church is going to reach its community, reach its city, apart from fervent prayer and prayer walking. Because there is no way you're going to reach people for Jesus apart from prayer. Without prayer walking, you're not going to have open doors. Without prayer walking, you're not going to have opportunities to share. Without prayer walking, the obstacle is going to be there. Without prayer, the enemy is going to have a stronghold. Without prayer, you're not going to be able to penetrate the darkness and the forces of hell. But you see, when you get out in prayer walk, you're going to tear down the strongholds. You're going to rip down the obstacles. You're going to shatter the darkness. You're going to have the opportunities. You're going to have the open door. Because you see, God has ordained that people get saved through prayer. People are not going to get saved if we don't pray for them. That's just God's ordained plan. We must pray, and then we must go. Before we go and preach, we have to go and pray. Otherwise, our efforts will be in vain. Prayer, prayer walking, is the absolute key to reaching people for Jesus Christ. Reaching your community, your city. And one final reason we have for biblical reason for prayer walking is found in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 17. Jeremiah 32 and verse 17. And this is closely related to the last thing that we talked about, and it is that prayer walking releases the power of God into the lives of people. Prayer walking releases the power of God into people's lives. Jeremiah 32 verse 17, the Word of God says this: Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. Jeremiah here is praying and he is exalting the power of God. You see, he says, God, by your outstretched arm, by your almighty power, you created the heavens and earth, and there's nothing too hard for you. Do you hear that today? There is nothing too hard for you. Listen to what God says. Listen to the Word of God. There's nothing too hard for you. Do you hear that? There is nothing too hard for you. You see, prayer and prayer walking in specifically, we're talking about today, it takes this expansive, almighty power of God and it brings it to bear upon a person, a need, a situation. It's like a funnel. You know, you use a funnel to pour liquid into like a gas tank. Like I was pouring gasoline into a tractor the other day and I had to use a funnel. And the funnel's large at top. And as it comes down, it narrows down and it comes into a very small part at the bottom. And it takes that liquid and that liquid fills up the funnel. And it's all kinds of liquid at the top, but it narrows it down into a very focused stream. You see, the prayer walking specifically, it takes the power of God and it funnels it, channels it into people's lives. And what do people need? They need the power of God. People only get saved as the power of God is released in life. People get healed only as the power of God is released in their life. People get transformed only as the power of God is released in their life. Families get put back together. Marriages get put back together only as the power of God is released in their lives. And how does that power come? How do they receive that? How is that released in life? It's by the people of God praying. It's by the people of God prayer walking. If you want to see God touch your community and touch your city, then you've got to get out in those streets and those roads and pray and see God's power released. Because only the power of God, all our programs, all our genius, all our marketing will never touch anybody's life like the power of God will. And the only way that power is received is by praying and prayer walking. Those are the biblical reasons for prayer walking. And I want you to understand it is a thoroughly biblical practice because it is built upon the truth of the Word of God. Prayer walking is not some strange and weird thing that only certain Christians do, but it is something for every child of God and every church because it's built upon the bedrock foundation of the eternal and living Word of God. We want to close out today with the basics of prayer walking. We want to talk now about some practical aspects. And we just want to talk about how do you prayer walk? You may say, well, you know, I understand about prayer walking. And see, it's biblical, but how do I do it? Well, the first key is ask God to teach you how to prayer walk. Just go to God and say, Lord, I want to learn how to do this. I want to learn how to have an ongoing conversation with you. I want to learn to pray everywhere I go. Teach me how to prayer walk effectively. You see, the author of prayer is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who enables us to pray. And so He's the one that teaches us to pray. And He's the one that teaches us to prayer walk because the Spirit does it through the Word of God. So ask the Holy Spirit to teach you how to prayer walk. Second, determine a location for your prayer walk. Ask the Holy Spirit to give you a location. You may want to start out with your street. You may want to start out with your road. You may want to start out at your workplace or perhaps your school. But ask Him to give you a location and determine a location that you'll go to. Enlist a partner or partners. You can prayer walk alone, but I would encourage you in the beginning to have a partner or partners and have them go with you because there is strength in numbers because it will help you to learn how to pray. It will encourage you. There will be a measure of protection in it and there's power in agreement. Then go with prayer support. Have somebody that knows where you're going, when you're going, and have them pray for you as you go. We should always go prayer walking in the support of other people's prayers. And as you get out there on the street or the road or wherever it is, the next guideline I would share with you is pray according to what you see, what you hear, what you feel, what you smell. Let the sights, the sounds, the smells, let the feelings in your heart guide you in how to pray. As we're talking about, let the signs that you see, let the people that you see, let all these things be a guide. Because you see, as you get out there and you see the sights and the sounds, the Holy Spirit is going to give you those insights. Because you see, you're more receptive. You're more receptive to His work as you're out there. And so just pray according to what you see, you hear, you smell, you feel. Close to that, pray the Scripture. You know, take you a copy of the Word of God. You might want to take one, a small Bible or a small New Testament. Or you might want to write out Scripture verses on a 3x5 or 4x6 card that you can take with you. And just pray the Word of God. Like, if you're going into an area and you want to see people get saved in that area, just take some verses of Scripture to talk about salvation. Like Luke 19 verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." So just take that, and as you walk, Lord, I pray that you would seek and you'd save the lost in this community. I pray that you would honor your Son by saving people. I honor His work as the seeking Savior. Bring people to Jesus. Bring them into salvation. Seek them out. Save them in this area. Pray the Scripture because it will honor God and it will move God in a mighty way. At the same time, pray conversationally. And what I mean by praying conversationally, I mean just talk to the Lord like you're talking to some, like you're talking to your partner. When I go out prayer walking with a partner or partners, we're just going along with the conversation with the Lord. You know, we're talking to the Lord and it's just in a conversational manner. And you will say, well, why do you do that? Well, because prayer walking is about being on the scene without making a scene. You just want to be there. You want to blend in and just be walking and talking to the Lord about what you see. Another key is minister to people. As you're out prayer walking, be open to the possibility of ministering to people and their particular needs. Because a lot of times what you're going to find is when you're out prayer walking, you're going to encounter people that have a need or that won't know what you're doing. I was out with a partner one day prayer walking in an area, and we were there going through the community praying, and a young man came up to us and he said, "You know, I've never seen you guys here before. What are y'all doing here?" And we told him we're here praying for God to bless his community and to bless him. And was there anything that we could pray for him about? We had a significant opportunity to minister to a young man that was hurting very deeply. You may have opportunities to witness. You may have opportunities to bless, encourage, be open to the opportunities that you have to minister, because they'll be there at various times. You'll have opportunities to minister to people. And then finally, record your insights. You may want to carry a small notebook with you, or immediately when you get finished with your prayer walk, you might want to write down, you and your partner or partners, sit down and talk about some significant things during the prayer walk, significant insights, maybe possibilities for ministry. Now, why do you do that? Well, you do that for a couple of reasons. Number one, you need to do that because we're prone to forget things. We're prone to forget those things we see and hear and smell and feel. And so you need to write those insights down. And then number two, you need to use those for other prayer walks. Because the information that you glean from that prayer walk, when you go back to prayer walk that area again, or when somebody else prayer walks that area, all of a sudden you're going to have fresh insight. They'll have fresh insight. And they can build upon that insight and pray with even greater fervency and greater power. This morning we've looked at the definition of prayer walking. It's praying on sight with insight. We've looked at the biblical reasons for prayer walking. It's built upon the bedrock foundation of the living and eternal Word of God. And we've seen some basic guidelines for practical prayer walking. And yet now the challenge is this: will you prayer walk? I want to speak to you as individual believers today. I want to ask you today to begin this wonderful privilege, this great privilege of being able to prayer walk. Today, God wants you to have an ongoing conversation with Him. Today, will you go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I want to have an ongoing conversation with You. I want to talk to You about all the people I encounter, all the places I go. I want to talk to You everywhere I go throughout my day and throughout my night." Today, will you make that commitment today? Will you say, "Lord, I want this ongoing conversation. And I want to make a difference in the lives of people and places. Everywhere I go, I want to be salt and light and make a difference." If you'll pray that today, if you'll make that commitment today, I promise you God will change your relationship to Him. And He will make you a vessel of change everywhere you go. And I want to speak to you pastors, my dear brothers in the Lord. I want to challenge you today. I want to encourage you today to begin teaching and organizing your people to pray. I am convinced, I am convicted from the depths of my heart that churches need prayer walking ministries. We need prayer ministries, and a part of that prayer ministry is prayer walking. We need our teams of prayer walkers going out in the city streets, going down the country roads, going in the urban and suburban areas, and praying for God to do a mighty and a powerful work. Let me ask you this today. What difference would it make if your entire area was being saturated in prayer? What difference would it make in your community if everybody in your community is being prayed for? What difference would it make today in the apartment complexes and the housing projects and the suburbs and urban areas where you are if they were daily, weekly, and monthly saturated in prayer? It would make a mighty and an eternal difference. And today I want to encourage you to encourage your people and to train and to organize your people to cover every square inch of your city, of your community. And if you'll do that, you'll reap a present harvest and an eternal blessing and reward. My dear brothers, it can happen. It can become a reality. I had a pastor that I was talking to in a conference, and he said, "You know, Kevin, we've done everything. We've done all kinds of evangelistic outreaches, and we've done surveys, and he listed a number of things. And he said, we just cannot seem to penetrate the area that we're in." And I said, well, my dear brother, I don't mean to be facetious or sarcastic, but have you prayed? Have you prayer walked? And he looked at me and he said, "You know, I hate to admit this, but we haven't prayed. And we haven't prayer walked. We've simply depended on programs." Programs are great. The evangelistic tools that we have, the wonderful surveys that are out there. I mean, there's all kinds of great things that you can do. But apart from prayer, and prayer walking and covering every inch of your territory, so to speak, with prayer, without that, there's no hope. When we work, we work. When we pray and we prayer walk, God works. I encourage you, my dear brothers, to seek the Lord concerning this and to encourage and train and organize people to prayer walk. Your city, your community, to cover every inch of the ground that you're surrounded by. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every believer that's here. And Lord, I pray that each one would have an ongoing conversation with you. I pray for these that are here. I pray for these that hear this by other mediums, that in the name of Jesus, that they would have an ongoing conversation with you. And I pray for these pastors and the pastors that hear this, that Lord, that they would be encouraged today, that they would be blessed that you'd minister to them, and that you'd give them a heart for prayer and a heart for prayer walking, and that they would lead their churches and make their churches open, Lord. Create receptive hearts to this ministry of prayer walking. Oh Lord God, do your work in our midst. Minister to them and bless them as only you can. For it's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen.